This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. You know you're amazing. I'm telling you it all the time, and I appreciate that you're here with us. But today, to help me drive home the point of just how amazing you are, how incredible your presence on this planet is, I'm so delighted to be able to present to you three amazing best-selling authors that have books that are coming out that really are going to drive home the point. You are amazing. You're uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you, and it's time to share what you have with the world. So let's really, really listen in today to these three amazing authors and find out what we can do to really, truly live our best life every day of the week as a thriving entrepreneur.
Long before our cell phones had 3G and 4G and all the other Gs, there was a concept in a young man's mind called got it, get it, give it. And if you don't know Matt, you're in for such a treat today. And of course, if you do, you know, he's one of your favorite MTM people. But Matt came up with this idea, and it's been in his heart for a really, really long time. And I'm so excited because we get to finally announce the release of his book, Got It, Get It, Give It. I'm so excited to introduce to you Matt Gill. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Whoop, whoop. I was so excited. As you said the name, I was like trying to hold it in, but I couldn't do it anymore. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me. Thank you to all the listeners. This is just a really exciting time.
We came to you and we said, Matt, we just got to help you put a book out. And you're like, yay. Oh, that's exciting. Thank you. And then we did the book process and we handed you, we don't usually do this for people that are listening. You know, we don't usually actually print out a copy of your book and hand it to you. We usually just pass back and forth digitally, but we were going to be seeing Matt in person and we wanted to do that. And in fact, honestly, I don't know if you know this or not, Matt, but I actually printed that at a little business suite at Disneyland.
Oh my goodness. No, I didn't know. I saw the folder and I loved what's funny is when I saw the folder, Disney is part of my history and part of my, where I've been, you know, I was there with Disney for a while. And so it's just kind of, ironic that the book and the manuscript was handed in the Disney folder. So, Wow.
You know, we handed it to him. And of course, obviously, as always is the case, Matt was really excited. And then that voice in the back of our head started talking to him. Matt, tell us a little bit about that process from the, look at me, I've got a book, to the, look at me, I've got a book.
Right. The stories and the journey was now on paper and holding in your hand. You know, there's our stories are ours until we release them out into the world. And my stories and my experiences have been something that I've been able to learn from, and I can share inside of Motivating the Teen Spirit in our room with our youth and our families and even the entrepreneurs that I get to touch. But there was something about seeing it on paper and having it there in my hands and knowing that the choices that I've made and the experiences that I've had are now documented. And then to be able to give that and to release that into the world, the negative self-talk all of a sudden, you know, in the book I talk about the negative self-talk as the chatter that's going on in our head, the conversation of I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not going to make an impact. What are people going to think about me when they read some of my stories? When I talk about the drugs and the putting my life and the life of others at risk because I wasn't valuing myself, because I didn't love who I saw in the mirror. What are people going to think about that? Like, are they going to judge me? Are they not going to like me? Are they going to treat me different? And so all of that was faced like right in front of my face and in my hands when I had the manuscript. And I went from just a quiet little whisper to like the volume on the radio was turned up. I don't know if I can do this anymore. And what I realized through this journey was that my story, as I listened to the conversation, as I listened to, well, what are they going to think about me? Am I good enough? It was all about me. And what I realized is that my journey is not about me. My journey is about the world, and that's what the book is about. The book is about understanding what you got when you came onto this planet. What were the gifts that God gave you? What were the skills that you have already inside of you that you were birthed with? Understanding who you are and then getting who you are, living in your purpose, developing yourself, whether that be through church, whether that be through personal development, whether that be through going to school and going into higher education, truly getting what you have, what you already got, and then giving it to the world. And so I got it. I was already in the process of getting it, and then I stalled at that giving it stage. I stalled there because, and then I realized that it's not about me. And so now this is the next step. The next part of that is giving this journey, giving my story to the world.
And it's so easy working with somebody else. You know what I
right.
mean? You're like, your story isn't for you. And there's somebody that really needs to hear about what you've gone through so that they can have that breakthrough too. And then when it becomes personal and you have to actually share your own stuff, you're like, what if they don't like me anymore?
Right. It's that judgment. It's, we live in a society where we don't feel safe to share who we are because we feel like we're going to be judged. And ultimately, for me, I needed to release that. You know, I create safe space in the rooms that I step into. I live as a safe space for so many people and for the youth and for the families and for my immediate family. I am that safe space for so many. And I had to let go of that and understand that there is a greater purpose in this world and in today's world especially. And so it's not about me, and just let it go and give it to the world.
I remember when you and I were talking about it, when we did the book writing session, and then I read back your story. And for people that know you, they'll probably be shocked by it too. But I remember you saying to me, I'm speechless. I've never been speechless before in my life. We tell our stories. They're just kind of part of us, and little pieces of it will pop out here and there when necessary. And it then all does come together in one place. It's easy, but I want to take it the other way because I think it's also amazing to be able to look at our lives and see all the things that God has brought us through. We don't really take stock on it that way a lot and go, wow, you know, it's really just amazing.
Writing this book really allowed for me to take inventory of those experiences. For me, it was a process just in going through these experiences of, okay, I made it through and now let's continue on. And so writing the book and actually having it on paper and seeing it and hearing it again brought back all of those experiences and brought back the feelings and the emotions that some I didn't deal with. Like I just knew, okay, I made it through it and now let's go to the next. And so I really sat in gratitude for the journey, thanking God for getting me through that, thanking God for getting me through the loneliness, through feeling that I'm not good enough, the feelings of just the being lost out in the world, and sitting back and thinking, wow, you know, I did that. I went through that, and I'm on the other end of it, and there's power in that other end. And that power can be given to other people. And I believe that's truly what we're here to do. We're here to share our journey. Share our journey because somebody else needs to hear it. Somebody else may be going through it. Some of the experiences that I have, you may not experience. But some of the emotions that I felt while going through it, you can connect with. And if just one of those stories, if just one of those experiences touches your heart and helps you to stand in your power, to recognize your greatness, to embrace the beauty and the gift that you are, then it's all worth it.
That is so amazing, Matt. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Matt Gill. We're talking about his book, Got It, Get It, Give It. Let's now dive into how we can got it, get it, and give it.
There are so many nuggets of truth in this book. We need about a 10-hour show to be able to go through it. But in general, go through it with us. Talk specifically first about what do you mean by got it?
So there was a point in my life where I was in a very, very dark place and constantly making choices that were putting myself at risk, that not only emotional risk, but physical risk. I was using crystal meth. I was drinking. I was going out late at night, and I wasn't sure how I was showing up in the world wasn't truly who I was. A series of different car accidents that were my fault because of my altered state. I was sleeping around with people just in trying to find love and to be accepted. In looking through all that I had been through and made it through, I realized that on numerous occasions, my life could have ended. And because I made it through, there was something that I had inside of me, a purpose that I had to do in this world. And so I needed to understand that I was more than I was being, that who I am was supposed to be in the world was more than what was showing up. Does that make sense?
All of us are made for a reason. We hear the word that child was an accident, and yet there really are no accidents. I quote it all the time, but I love what T.D. Jakes says. You know, God was so interested in having you exist on this planet that he didn't care even the two people that it took in order for you to exist. And some of us are blessed. We have amazing parents and other people aren't. But, you know, it took those two people at that exact microsecond to create you because the world needs you.
Yes. And that, and really truly understanding that, okay, I've got something inside of me. And for me, that moment was, you know, I had been up for 4 days with no sleep. I was on a really good run. I was 5'10", 130 pounds, and I looked in the mirror. My face was all sucked in. I hadn't eaten in those 4 days. I think I had a cheeseburger and an ice cream cone from McDonald's because it was 99 cents. And I looked in the mirror, and I heard a voice as I looked at my reflection and said, "This is not who you are." And that was the moment that shifted everything in my life. Because I realized that how I was showing up was not who I was truly designed to be. And so at that moment, I instantly got all of my stories, all of my journeys flashed before me. And I realized that I had something. There was something that I got within me and a purpose that was more greater than what I was doing. And something had to change.
And I'm delighted to know that something did change because we like having you in our lives. And so you started in the process of getting it. What does that mean to get it?
Getting it is the exercising of developing yourself. Once you've got what you have, for me, it was reading books. It was connecting with my spirituality. I came from a strong and a Christian background. And for a long time, I had walked away from my beliefs and my moral beliefs. And so it, for me, the journey of getting it was connecting back with my spirituality. I call him God. You can call it whatever, you know, it is to you. The book is not about making my beliefs your beliefs, but it's just sharing that there's something greater out there than just ourselves. And so my first step was having to reconnect with my spirituality, reconnecting with God, praying more. And then as I began to do that, I was seeking other knowledge. I was very fortunate to be gifted the book, The Four Agreements. Four easy steps to just releasing yourself and living a better life. And so that was the first book that I read that I would say was in the personal development industry. Then shortly thereafter, Lisa came and I was introduced to her work of emotional literacy and emotional healthiness. And I began my healing, my forgiving, my standing in my greatness. And so getting it is, what do you need to do to connect to who you are? Is that going back to church? Is that talking with friends to connect to who you were created to be? Is that going out and learning your skill set? So if you have a talent, you have something that is you, that you do when you're not even thinking. What is it that's going to help you to develop? And so getting it, in the process of getting it, is building you back up to who you truly are. And for me, my journey was forgiving myself, was being able to first look at myself and say that I liked myself, because I wasn't liking who I was being and who was showing up in the world. So I had to first learn to like myself. And then I had to move from liking myself to appreciating myself. Like, there were things that I was doing that I was proud of, and I had to give myself credit for that. And part of that was beginning to forgive myself for the choices that I've made, learning to love myself, and to then to be able to admire who I was becoming. Getting it can change for different people. For me, it was the spirituality first, then appreciating myself, then loving myself, and then admiring who I was becoming.
It's all about that internalizing and really truly beginning to believe the things that you got in life, that you were born into the world with them. But they're like dormant little seeds in there until you get it and you realize they're there and are willing to accept that they're there.
Right. And water those seeds. You know, water those seeds so that they can grow. How you water it may be through church, it may be through friends, it may be through personal development and connecting and growing. It may be going back to school. It may be for some going into a job field that they really have a passion for. So water those seeds so that they can grow. And so that's the process of truly getting it.
And Matt, by nature, is such a giver. It takes about 2 minutes of Matt being in your world to fall in love with him and have him just be one of your favorite people in the whole world forever.
You get to see my dorky side.
Well, and we love that about you, too. In fact, at the last Speak and Write, you were doing live stream instead of being the MC, if you will, for the beginning of the event. And we missed you. It was like, yeah, you know, I mean, the party still started and it was, you know, all of Lisa's events are amazing, but we really just needed that Mattism at the very, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You're walking in there all blurry eyed.
Right. You need somebody to wake you up. you hear that, and then, you know,
as adults, it's a little bit easier for us. But I got to tell you guys, for those of you that haven't been to Motivating the Teen Spirit, and I do personally believe, Tia and I talked about this when she was on the show too, I really do personally believe every adult should have to attend that. The thing about it is teens by nature, you know, you're talking 16 to 18 year olds, most of them. There's some younger, some older, but, you know, by nature, they don't like mornings. And when they are up, they're grumpy in the morning.
Right.
Some of them aren't, but generally speaking, and Matt has a way of coming into the room and sparking them and getting their minds and their spirits engaged right there, even though it is, you know, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning and they'd rather be sleeping or you know, eating Captain Crunch and watching cartoons.
Amen. And that truly is my passion. I feel the most at home, you know, with our youth. It's my spirit connecting with their spirit.
So for people that giving isn't as easy for them, give us a little secret. What can a person do to start learning to be a giver?
You know, it could be as easy as making eye contact with somebody. I've chosen to give in a big way, but there was a time where I wasn't ready to do that. And sometimes somebody just needs to be seen. Somebody just needs to be heard. And so, if you know, it can start with eye contact. It can start with a smile. It could start with being in a space for somebody to support them through whatever they might be going through, to be what I call a safe space, a space of no judgment, of no repercussions, and just unconditional love, you know, loving them through their ugly. You know, we all go through a moment where we have our ugly stages and we don't like how we're being or how we're showing up. And just knowing that we can be there for them. Giving it can be sharing your story, sharing your struggle, so that way they feel like they're not alone. It could be a hug. I'm a big time hugger, and I didn't realize how much of a hugger I am, and until I heard so many people, you know, say, "I love your hugs." And it really brought me aware of how I do hug. And when I hug, it's heart to heart. It's spirit to spirit. There's an intention behind my hug. There's a prayer that almost goes with every hug. And so it could be that. Giving it can also be choosing to go through and to go through a process like this where you're writing your story down and you're sharing it for more people to have access to it, to let them know that they're not alone, to let them know that this journey, somebody else has been there before. And again, you know, our experiences might look different, but our feelings are all the same. We all have the same emotions that we go through. And so giving it can be doing things through your church, through different organizations, through community service, getting active in schools, getting active, especially with everything that's happening in our society today, getting active with different organizations that are trying to make the world better in your community. There are different levels of giving it, but it, like I said, it could be as simple as just making eye contact with somebody or reaching out to somebody and just saying, "Hey, I appreciate you."
Well, that eye contact could be so powerful. I mean, anybody that's listening right now that has somebody else in the room, I dare you, honestly. We do this at MTS, and it is so powerful. I dare you to sit two chairs facing each other and just look wordlessly into each other's eyes for, you know, like a minute to 3 minutes. Can be the most uncomfortable thing you'll ever do in your life.
Right.
But it also can crack you open in a way that you may never have experienced, where you really connect. It's even better if you can do it with somebody who is so unlike you that in general life you probably wouldn't sit down and have coffee with them or whatever. It's just such a great way to connect through our eyes and really having to have to look at somebody. And yeah, you're going to be tempted to look away because it's our human nature to not, you know, stare at each other in the eyes. You know, it's like a power struggle. But, you know,
right.
You really start loving somebody eye to eye. It's just such an amazing thing.
It's amazing how many people are in our circle. So our family units or even in our coworkers that we work with that we don't make eye contact. You know, we've gotten so good at communicating without saying anything or without looking at each other. But to really just take the moment and really look into somebody's eyes, not in a like eye staring way, you know, during contests or in a real like, you know, sketchy way, but just to let them know that I'm here with you. Like right now in this moment, we're connected. Like I'm listening. I've got you is really, really powerful.
The book is called Got It, Get It, Give It. It's such an amazing book by Matt Gill. Like you said, if Matt isn't in your world, after you read this book, he's going to become one of your new favorite best people too. For those that are listening live, Matt's book actually comes out free to you for its amazing book launch on Wednesday at 2:00. And you can go to, what's the web address, Matt?
It is got it, get it, give it, gotitgetit.com. That's www.gotitgetitgiveit.com.
So go to gotitgetitgiveit.com and get, like I said, if you're listening live, get your free copy on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. But if you're not, I mean, this book is totally worth any price tag we put on it. And I know Matt's heart, so I know it's not going to be like it's a $50 book or something like that. go out and get the book, Got It, Get It, Give It by Matt Gill. You'll be glad you did. Matt, thanks so much for spending a little bit of time here with us today, talking about your amazing book and even more so your journey to it coming out.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the listeners. And my prayer is that just everybody who is exposed to the story, that they are touched and inspired to really embrace who they are, to define it by getting who they are, by developing and then giving it to the world and really truly living in their greatness. So I appreciate you. I appreciate Kathy and just this journey. Thank you to everybody who supported me and encouraged me and was there along this entire journey.
I really do hope you will pick up your copy of Got It, Get It, Give It by Matt Gill. We're going to go off to a commercial break here, and then we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
I think in life, all of us know that there are some things that we're passionate about. And sometimes we struggle because the things that we're passionate about seem so easy that that must not be the thing, right? But what I do know positively is that regardless of how passionate you're about something, if you don't take action, it's not going to be anything more than just a dream. So to help us learn how you can do it all, I'm joined today by Sarah Paikai. Sarah is such a great friend, and it's so good to have you here with us today, Sarah. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Steve. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about your book. I've been looking forward to it coming out for a while now.
Me too. I'm so excited.
So the book is titled Passion to Action with the subtitle How You Can Do It All. So talk to us. How can we do it all?
So actually in the book, what I did was not only did I share my story of passion to action, which is really what inspired all of this, but I made a four-step template that I kind of used for myself that helped me move from being super passionate about things to moving into action for it. So there's a four-step plan in there, and that's why I decided to go with that subtitle, How You Can Do It All, because I really wanted there to be a practical takeaway for the reader.
And I have to ask, the little girl that's on the cover here, I bet that's one of your daughters, isn't it?
Yes, that's my oldest daughter, Kalino, and her name is Hawaiian, and it actually means bright and shining. So I thought it was like a perfect picture to use for the cover. And I'm really happy that my children are, my child is on there, because my children are really the reason that inspired me to be able to do all of those things that the stories that I share in the book. So
there are just so many things, especially as a mom, you know, that come into our life. You know, I mean, there's work and, you know, especially if you have a business, and then of course kids, mm-hmm. and a husband and all those kind of things. How do you juggle all of it and not just feel overwhelmed all the time?
For me, one of my big things is having systems in place. And so systems are basically people, processes, and platforms, things like technology, software, even things like notebooks, those kinds of things that really help you just plot it all out. And so I had a very dear friend who said, oh, basically you're the CEO of your life. And that's true. That's kind of how I'm able to juggle a lot of things, is by being systematic, being intentional, being organized. And it's stuff that I actually like don't tell anybody, but I secretly hate to do it. I really don't like it. But it allows me to have the freedom and the extra space that I need to really dive into the things that I'm passionate about. So in the end, it kind of works out. It's a good trade-off.
So I'm sure you've experienced this too. A lot of people are passionate about a lot of things, but they don't really understand what is that thing that is my passion. Can you explain a little bit about mm-hmm. how we identify that?
So the first thing that I encourage people to do is what I call a brain dump. And it's really just asking yourself, what is it that I really want to do? What are those dreams that I've been putting off? I think sometimes too, especially as moms, what are the things that you've been feeling that you haven't done that you want to do, but you feel guilty? Like, oh, I can't waste time doing, you know, making jewelry because I'm supposed to be caring for my toddler. And yes, of course, that's a real thing. You care for your children. But sometimes there's a lot of things that we really want to take care of and that we're really actually excited about, but we just don't go there, so to speak, because there's other things that come into play and other reasons why we feel that we need to put it off for a different time. And actually writing this book and publishing it, that was my passion that I had put off for a very long time. And I kept thinking, one day, you know, I'll have a little bit more space. I'll get over my writer's block. I'll know what I want to say. You know, that I'll feel more comfortable about putting myself out there and telling my stories. And it really comes down to knowing what those feelings are, being able to embrace it, being able to look at it. And sometimes it's even like you have to have a conversation with the people that are closest to you and the ones that you love. And I've done that before and just ask them, what do you think that I'm passionate about? And you'll be surprised. They'll be like, oh, you're really good at this, 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 and this, and this. And I'll be like, really? So yeah, you bring it up all the time. So I think that we kind of leave ourselves breadcrumbs to help us find what our passion is. And it's really just about being able to identify and follow that trail.
Yeah, often I say to people, what is the thing that you talk about so much that every time the subject comes up, you see your children roll their eyes?
Yes, yes, exactly.
That often becomes a real good clue in our life as to something, you know, or the core of what our passion comes from. And, you know, and of course, a lot of times as parents, that thing becomes, you know, clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room. I mean, it's like, well, how can that be my passion? And then I help them understand. It's like, you know, hey, it's not a matter of what you want to do is start a company nagging people to clean their rooms. But there's a reason why you value a clean room or the skills
yes.
that your children get from learning that mm-hmm. or those kind of things. And those really can kind of become some secrets. And I can tell everybody, because I've experienced it in our own life and our business, you can give Sarah just a laundry list of stuff and she'll be like, oh, yeah, and you do blah, 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 boom, and it's just done. So not only is she passionate about it, she's really, really super good at it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, for some reason, that's just kind of how I look at things, and I love it. I like the fact that I'm finally comfortable. It took me a really long time to accept that my passion was being able to help people find the connection from the things that they loved into actual doing things. Because sometimes, you know, we don't want people to tell us, oh, you know, yeah, you say you're passionate about this. This is exactly how you do it. And we're not always ready for that, you know. So it took me a while to be able to be comfortable with putting myself out there, even though in the back of my mind I'm thinking, oh, but what if they don't like what I have to say, or what if it's not good enough, or what if it's not important? And that's kind of a new passion of mine, I guess, is to be able to help people to value that and say, yes, I like that. I'm going to own that. I'm going to embrace that. This is awesome.
And just as easily as we can buy into all of those what if statements that tear us down, we could start creating some what if statements in our life that build us up. What if I couldn't fail? What if this really worked out? What if I had more money? What if I put more money in the bank? And those kind of things. So talk a little bit to us about action. I mean, okay, we're really passionate. We discover that. What do we need to do to really get us to take action?
I really think that the first thing starts with having a plan. And if you're not at the stage where you're ready to have plans, at least to have intentions. I know there's a lot of people who they have passions, or even for myself. Oh, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to write. Oh, okay. Well, why do you want to write? Oh, I want to be an author. So you want to publish a book. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say is, you know, as I'm assessing this information that's coming out of me constantly because I'm passionate about it, what I'm really trying to say is I want to write a book and get published. So now that I have my intention, what's the next step? Well, I got to go find, you know, Steve and Kathy, and I got to ask them how do I get my book done? How do I get my stuff out there? Because I don't know what to do with this. And so I need to know where to ask for help. But I would have never known who to contact, where, why, or how until I could verbalize for myself and look at that saying, oh, I want to write. I want to be an author. I want to be published. I want to tell my story. You know, until I had that conversation, I wouldn't have known what my direct intentions were and what the plan was behind those things. So I think that's really important for people to know is if you know what you love, what are you going to do about it? And not in like a mean way, but in a very direct way. Okay, we have to have those conversations with ourselves. Okay, well, what do I want to do about it?
And I love this little tag on the bottom of your lead page that says, it's time to take action. So let's give them an action that they can take. How can a person get a hold of your book that's coming out this upcoming week to help celebrate your birthday? How can a person get a hold of your book or get in more detailed contact with you?
They can go to passiontoaction.me, and it'll take them, if you do it during my launch party, you'll get it for free, which I'm really excited to give away because it's in honor of my birthday weekend, actually. So it's kind of like my present to myself and a present to everybody there. Or it'll have a sign-up information where you can get a free copy of my ebook and be able to look through how you can move your passion to action.
And that's passiontoaction.me.
Yes.
Okay.
.me.
And it's just the words, no dashes or anything. Passiontoaction.me. You can get Sarah's book for free on, what is it, the 28th? Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, July 28th.
So you can get it on the 28th. And we really, really encourage you. Passion to Action is not just a fun story by Sarah, although there is a lot of fun in there, but it really can help you do it all and let you know that you can do it all. Sarah, every once in a while, you and I will be talking, and you'll share a Hawaiian word with us. And they just kind of pop out of you naturally because you live there. If you had to give people an encouraging Hawaiian word today, what would your word for today be?
My word would be kuleana, which is, it means responsibility. But more than responsibility, there's a deeper sense behind it for me. A lot of times we say, oh, you know, that's not my kuleana. That's not kind of my thing. And for a lot of people, I think that when we're scared to take action, that's the first thing that comes up. Like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I want to do that dream, but that's not really my responsibility right now. That's not really my kind of lane. It's not where I'm at in life. And I would encourage you to think about the fact that you've been gifted with something that's so amazing, that's so uniquely you. It really is your kuleana, because if you don't stand up and embrace that and go forward with it, there's not another person who can do it like you. And that's really the whole feel behind that book, to be able to steward and to care for and to enjoy the passions that we have in life.
Thanks. I just love it when you share Hawaiian words with us. So you can get Sarah's book, Passion to Action. You can go to passiontoaction.me and get a copy of it. It's also going to be available on Amazon.com starting on the 28th of July if you're listening live. And, of course, it'll be there forever on. And Sarah will soon be another one of our next best-selling authors. Sarah, thanks so much for spending some time with us here today.
Thank you again for having me. I really had a great time.
Get Passion to Action by Sarah Pykai on Amazon.com. We have one more life-transforming author to present to you today. So don't go away. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
In all of our lives, there is a voice in the back of our head that tells us things we don't want to hear. And yet, all too often, that's the voice we listen to. You know, we have people in our lives that say positive and encouraging things to them, you know, to us, and we argue with them. We're like, oh, no. As opposed to really understanding that that voice of condemnation is not the voice you should be listening to. So to help us talk about this today, I'm so excited to get to have and introduce to you Pastor Fred Hodge. And his book called Overcoming the Voice of Condemnation. Hi, Fred. How are you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing great. Having a great day here in sunny California. A little bit overheated, but we can take it. So we're doing great. It's great to be on the show, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, you've got an amazing story. You've been in ministry for a whole lot of years. The church now has two locations, if I understand correctly.
That is correct. We have a location in the Antelope Valley and also another location in the San Fernando Valley.
Amazing, amazing things happening with that. And the book, which is a number one bestseller, actually grew out of, if I understand the story correctly, correct me if I end up being wrong here, but it was a sermon that you had prepared that God decided to take a different direction with you. Is that about correct?
That is correct, Steve. I was we was actually doing a sermon on the benefits of righteousness, and we came across, you know, after Jesus had done the work for us and the believer now has a position of righteousness with God, we came across a scripture in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation. But the Holy Spirit brought my attention to that statement and said most Christians still deal with this element, the element of condemnation in their lives, self-judgment, self-destruction, devaluing who you are in Christ and who you are as a person. So he told me, I need you to focus in on this subject matter and to get my people free, set my children free from this condemnation factor that is actually an enemy to their confidence in God and to their boldness to do the things that they know are in their spirit. Because we all know there's something inside of us that we're supposed to do, and most of us can tap in on purpose. But then there's a chatter in our head. There's a voice that says, who are you to do this? There's a voice back there that's always demeaning and always judging. And so we seem to step away from our true selves, step away from our true destiny, our purpose, and kind of play it small instead of playing it large. And so I began to really concentrate and study, and so many beautiful things came out of the study of overcoming condemnation.
I love that verse. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I mean, imagine if, and there's so many verses in the Bible you could just do this, but imagine if just that one verse, as a believer, we really grasp a hold of and lived in that message. How amazing our lives could be.
Steve, you just said a mouthful, because as you work on believing what God says about you and not what you may have told yourself or maybe what someone else told you, whether it was a family member or a friend or associates, if you can just grab a hold of the fact that God believes in you and that he loves you and he made you and you're the only one like you, and that's who he wanted. If we can grab that and embrace ourselves and love ourselves, the world would take a new turn, because really we can't love beyond our ability to love and like ourselves. So condemnation is a direct attack against you embracing your own identity, embracing who you are, accepting who you are, and being transparent in that. I came to the realization I'm not going to be apologetic for who I am anymore, and I'm just going to live my transparent life. And people that want me will be attracted to me. People that don't want to go that way, well, of course, they'll stay on the perimeter of my life. But when you accept yourself, you find a whole new freedom about going about life and enjoying the journey. You're not waiting for events to take place or waiting till you get to a determined place to be happy and joyful and to experience life to the fullest. When you are out of that condemnation aspect, and don't get me wrong, Steve, you have to fight this element all the time. It's going to be there nagging at you and trying to get its way back in. But if you know scripture and you know what God has done for you, you are armed with elements, and, well, I call them truths that will cancel out what the enemy is trying to do in your life. And then with that armed with that kind of truth, you can be happy. I mean, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be the description of what somebody says is beautiful. You can just be you and be happy with it and go about your course of life and fulfilling your purpose. And people around you will feel the joy. That's the thing about it. It gets contagious. Mm-hmm. And so overcoming condemnation is really a serious issue for all humans. And we all have it in some minute way or some major way. And it has to be counteracted by using principles of the Word of God to get free of it.
Reverend Dr. Fred Hodge, his book, Overcoming the Voice of Condemnation. And if you haven't caught it yet, this book literally is a life transforming. And yeah, you know, then you got to walk it out. You can't just read a book and then you are miraculously completely 100% changed and you don't have to do any work.
Oh, that is so much of the truth. And I found myself having to do that on a regular basis, because even the scripture says to read only is to deceive yourself. And many Christians will think, because I was in that service and because I heard the message that was spoken, I'm okay. But the Bible says we must not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. So hearing it is good, but doing it activates it to work in your life. So we have to put principles into action to see change. And what I want to do is I want to encourage the audience, because many times we get into our present state over many, many years, and we have to stop thinking that the Word of God will be like a potion or like magic, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone and we're free. No, the things that we took years to get out of are become addictions, habits. They become elements that are lodged in our natural man. And it will take you first overcoming it and then managing the combat, because those things will try to get a place back in you, and you have to manage. That's why the scripture says casting down those thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God for you, whatever God's goodness is for you, God's purpose for you. When that chatter comes and tries to overwhelm it, tries to take over and send you back into retreat, the word of God says you are to cast that thought down and then quote what the word says about you so that you can move forward with your purpose and with your present goals and tasks. So this is a beautiful thing, because the word is a mirror of who we're supposed to be. So if we ever lose consciousness, if we ever get in a problem where we think, there's no recourse for me, we go back to the word, see what God says, and then reignite our hope and our faith and walk according to the reflection of the word. And I'm telling you, it brings joy, it brings satisfaction, it brings fulfillment, it brings strength to fight. It also gives us an advantage, because once we open up to God's word and open up to him, he gives us supernatural strength to overcome the challenge that we face. So this is very important for us, because life will bring certain struggles. And then through just experiencing life, we take on things. I have a class I'm doing, and it's called a mentoring course. And we are helping people to unload all the kind of, weighty stuff that life has brought them through their experiences with others and through their own conversation with themselves. We weigh ourselves down like a weighted backpack. So I had somebody put a backpack on full of weights, very heavy. And I told them, try to go about now the room with your regular stride, doing regular normal things, and they could not. The weights in that backpack held them down and caused them to operate in dysfunction. Well, that's what the weight of condemnation does. It holds us down and causes us to walk our lives in dysfunction, not really understanding that we have a right to these things because it was paid for us. I have a right to joy. I have a right to happiness. I have a right to pursue purpose. These are my inheritances given to me by my Savior, Jesus Christ. And for me to entertain the thoughts of not being a success, to entertain the thought of not being a good husband or a good pastor, and then allow those thoughts to govern my behavior is an atrocity. It's a weight on my life. So I have to learn how to get that backpack, that weightiness off of my back, and walk free and then enjoy life along the way.
If you're looking,
I hope I wasn't talking too much, Steve.
Oh, no, that's awesome. I appreciate it. You know, if you're looking for joy, for prosperity, for purpose, for meaning, the list goes on in your life. You really do need to embrace what is in the book, Overcoming the Voice of Condemnation by Reverend Dr. Fred Hodge. It really has within it the water to the seed to allow you to really grow into the awesome, amazing person you were created to be to begin with. I encourage you, go out and get the book, Overcoming the Voice of Condemnation by Dr. Fred Hodge. You will be glad that you did. Fred, thanks so much for taking some time here today to really pour into us. You said so many amazing things. I hope people will listen to it over and over again and let it really seep down into them that you can overcome the voice of condemnation.
Thank you, Steve. It was my pleasure. I love conversing over this subject, and it's just amazing how my life is so different now that God ministered that fact to me many, many years ago. So I'm looking forward to maybe testimonies coming in, and we already have some testimonies from people reading the book who are they're emailing us and they're Facebooking us on how it's bringing deliverance. So I hope the audience received a lot from this, and I wish them well. I wish them the best life possible for them.
And what can a person who would like to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you?
They can call my office at 818-341-0150. And that my staff is very alert and attentive, and they can connect with me through that phone call, and whatever the needs are will be met. We're very follow-through, action-oriented ministry, and so whatever the needs are, they can receive it through that number.
Awesome. Does the church have a website?
Yes. It's livingpraisechurch.org, livingpraisechurch.org. And pretty much everything is on that site. We also have another site for myself and my wife, which is transformationmentoring.org. And things that we do in the community, upcoming live events, meetings of this nature, where we're specifically ministering to people to overcome these series of weights that may be in their life and holding them back from going into their future. We'll have courses and classes to help them. So they can see those on transformationmentoring.org.
Dr. Fred Hodge, his book, Overcoming the Voice of Condemnation, you can get it on Amazon today.
I love bringing you amazing people that just reiterate what I'm trying to tell you every week, and that's that you are amazing. Kathy and I have put together bestsellersguild.com on purpose to help you bring your amazing story to the world. We really want to help you thrive, and in order to do that, part of that puzzle is sharing your unique brilliance with the world, because those things that we've been through, those gifts that we have, they were never meant for us. A gift inside of us doesn't do anything. Think about it. Think of your favorite song. Now imagine if the only place that song was is rattling around inside of the head of the person who wrote that. And it doesn't matter what genre that music is. If it really touched you, it was their gift. But it wasn't for them. It was for them to share to you so that your life could be enriched by the hearing. And all of our gifts are that same way. I really, really encourage you to check us out over at bestsellersguild.com. Let us help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Because remember, you are uniquely brilliant. And you were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. And I can tell you, after over 20 years now of experience on internet marketing and over 28 years of coaching people, that the very, very first thing that you have to embrace is that sharing of your story. And a book allows you to do that so much. So feel free to join us anytime you want to over at bestsellersguild.com. And I know that we love you, and we hope that you have an amazing week. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.